Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Connor Healy back on the show. Connor Healy, ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from County Cork, Ireland, and the city of Cork, Ireland. He is the chief executive of the Cork Chamber of Commerce. And Connor and I have gotten to know each other over the years as we've been attendees of the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. We saw each other recently in Cincinnati at the ACCE convention, the centennial convention in Cincinnati, only a month or so ago. And he's been with us before on the show, and he's back to talk to us about what's going on across the pond. Connor Healy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be back on.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for being here. And it was great seeing you in Cincinnati a month ago.
Yes, it was a great few days in Cincinnati, and it was good catching up with you as well. I think I'd like to take the opportunity as well with your listeners there to recognize the great job you do in supporting chambers of commerce all across the U.S. and supporting small businesses. It's a great job, and well done. Keep it up.
Well, thank you, Connor. I really appreciate that. Of course, you know, and anybody who listens to me knows how much I admire and appreciate Chambers of Commerce and the executives, the professionals who run them day to day, like you do in Cork, Ireland, and as thousands of executives across the country. See, Connor, I believe that the three pillars of the U.S. economy, in fact, the U.S. itself, in terms of the marketplace, are small businesses, small banks, and chambers of commerce. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, you know, with everything we've seen globally across the economy over the last number of years, you know, the backbone of many economies in their local environments have been small businesses. And that's been the key. While many of large organizations and large financial institutions have struggled, it's those small businesses that have really held things together, held employment, and really acted as a core of their community. So they're very important.
And they're the people who came together and founded the financial institutions that helped to grow the community, to pooling their assets into a financial institution. And they're the people, the small business owners, are the people who formed the chambers of commerce over the last several hundred years. And to grow, to sort of build relationships and partnerships and work toward a common goal. And you guys are doing that in Cork. Tell us about what's going on at the Chamber of Commerce in Cork.
Absolutely, and the model is very, very similar here. And, you know, we're the second largest chamber in Ireland. We're actually the largest per capita. We've got just about 1,100 members, and those companies employ about 100,000 people here in the Cork region. And for those of your listeners that may not be aware, Cork is the second city in Ireland. We're on the south coast of Ireland, and it's a thriving local economy and a really good place for business, either both large and small. And what we do in the chamber, similar to the U.S., is we do what we can to help support business. We provide a range of services. And much of those services are targeted towards small businesses. About 85% of our membership base are SMEs.
Right.
And SMEs in the Irish context are really small businesses. They're employing under 50 people. So they're really
SME, small, medium
SME, small and medium enterprise.
Enterprises,
absolutely.
And so
they're employing up to 50 people.
So
we provide a range of services in terms of helping them to grow their business, providing networking opportunities, training services, helping them to promote their businesses, helping them, because we're an island economy, most of our businesses that are looking to grow and develop are thinking export from a very, very early stage. So we have a role in helping them to access new international markets. Some of that is into the U.S., and we form partnerships with chambers of commerce across the U.S. to help that along. And the other core aspect of our work is advocacy, representation, influencing policy, and the impact that would have on business. So very similar to the U.S. model.
And your stakeholders are all business owners and managers, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know, we're a not-for-profit organization. We have a lot of voluntary support, and that our board of directors, 20 people, are all made up of the various sectors of industry here in the Cork region. And they're giving a real ground-up information and knowledge base to myself here and my team to allow us to go and do what we need to do to help business in Cork.
Right. And so everything he said, folks, everything that Connor just said is could almost verbatim come out of the mouths of any chief executive of a local chamber of commerce in the United States of America. That's what they do. And their stakeholders are local people like you and me. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977, and their job is to coordinate and facilitate business that makes everything else happen. 20 till, right back after these messages with Connor Healy. He's with the Cork, Ireland.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.